Yes, I am a girl like you.
Okay.
There we go.
Welcome back to A Girl. What's it called? You're Just Like Me. Well, you sung the wrong lyric.
Sorry. It's just a good one. It's a good lyric.
Okay. We're covering The Princess and the Pauper today.
I'm Sarah.
Oh, I'm Felicia.
And this is the best movie in the Barbie cinematic universe.
Definitely.
I don't know. We haven't watched them all yet.
Yeah, I really like this one.
Well, let's start with one big difference from the first three movies. This is the fourth in the series. I mean, it's not totally a series, but...
It kind of is.
Yeah, so this is the fourth movie that they created. And it starts out with Barbie doing a voiceover.
Yeah, and she's not talking to Kelly.
Yeah, there's no Kelly-Barbie dynamic learning a lesson anymore. It is straight up just like... Barbie doing the worst voiceover ever. Like, it just sounded so... I was like, for the first, like, 2 minutes while this was starting, I was like, oh, no. Is it way worse than I thought it was? Because, like, the voiceover was just so cheesy. I was like, oh, no.
I liked it, though.
Yeah.
It sounded just like she did in the other movies, basically, which is kind of confusing.
Yeah.
But I did... find some backstory for this one.
Ooh,
because I did some research because I felt like last week or whatever, last episode, I was slacking.
I was definitely slacking this week for sure.
The Princess and the Pauper obviously is based on The Prince and the Pauper, which is written by Mark Twain. Did you know that? Okay, yes. I didn't know that.
That's okay.
From 1881. And I was looking at like the Wikipedia page for like, adaptions, and I found some ones, like, there's one with Dylan and Cole Sprouse from 2007.
Oh, I love it.
And, oh, have you seen The Princess Switch with Vanessa Hudgens on Netflix? It just came out, like, last year.
I haven't.
Last Christmas.
Nope.
You should watch it.
Okay.
It's pretty good. And also, The Princess and the Pop Star, which is another Barbie movie, which is kind of interesting that they did two of the same story.
They're like, well, The Princess and the Pauper was so good. I guess we should just redo that. But
maybe that's why they did it. Cause like everyone rated that one the best and they're like, well, obviously the story's the best.
No, it's that they actually cared. yeah, but the songs are amazing.
Yeah.
They are all bops. There's the villain song and the villain has a
actually
song.
The songs are bops. That's actually what I wrote.
Yeah. You literally wrote that? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're on the same wavelength.
Okay. Yes, I wrote that there's no Kelly, Barbie narrates, and there are creepy babies. I wonder what that means. Oh, in the beginning it shows the babies and they look very
that was rough. Those were some rough looking babies.
Yeah, because they were just staring off into the distance in a creepy way.
Yeah.
I don't know. The animation's okay, but the babies need some work.
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay, so we learn about Annalise. She's a princess, right? Yeah.
Yes, Annalise is a princess.
And she's royalty, I guess. Mm-hmm. And
Erica. Oh, sorry.
Well, I'm trying to think of what else she does.
She's smart.
Yeah, she wants to study and stuff, but... her family's like making her do her royal duties and stuff.
Yeah. So it's just her mom. Her dad's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And she has to like marry a prince or marry a king because the whole kingdom's like out of money.
Yeah. They're like a mining industry, I guess.
Yeah.
Stopped like, what do you call that? Getting revenue.
Yeah. They stopped finding gold.
Yeah.
Is the thing. And so, which we find out later is the fault of, what's his name?
Oh, I wrote it down somewhere.
Thank you.
Because I was like, I gotta make sure, Preminger? What's it?
Preminger.
Preminger.
Yes.
I was like, this looks like Preminger, but...
That's why I could not remember. So...
Preminger.
Preminger's been, like, stealing all the gold, which, like, with his two, like, cronies, which...
They're called Nick and Knack.
I know.
When they said that at the wedding wait, no, spoiler.
Yeah.
Then I was like, what? That's their name?
Yeah. I know. I didn't know their name at all. So she has to marry this king and she doesn't want to.
Yeah. His name is King Dominic, right?
Yeah. Dominic. Yeah.
And she like, I mean, I guess she's kind of okay with it because her mom like really wants her to, but she doesn't really want to marry him. She's like doing it for her kingdom.
Yeah. She's doing it because of like responsibility.
Yeah. Which is like a princess's responsibility. That's making me think of another movie, but I can't place it right now.
Yeah.
probably a lot of movies, like Mulan, kind of.
Yeah.
But she's not a... Well, whatever. Her family's...
Yeah, honor.
Honor.
And then, like, it makes me think of The Princess Diaries, where it's, like, all, like... Where she has to, like, get married to be the princess in Princess Diaries 2.
Oh, I don't know if I've seen that one.
Yeah. It's really good.
And then Erica, yes, she's a... The pauper.
Yes.
She's, like, I don't know what... Her family, like...
They were super poor, and they loved her, so they, like, to feed her, they went into debt, and now she's, like, a debtor in this, like, dressmaking shop.
Yeah, but, like, her family, like, are they dead, right? Or did they just give her away, kind of? I was kind of confused about
that. Yeah, me too. I have no idea.
Because, like, she's paying off their debt that they got from Madame Carp, right?
Yeah.
I don't... Yeah, so she's, like... She said she needed to work for her for, like, 37 more years or something, which is crazy.
That's a lot.
Like, would she even, Madame Carp even be alive? Okay, so the widow, she's widowed and there's no gold in the kingdom.
Yeah.
And there's a rich king, And then they sing this actually song I totally forgot about that's also a bop.
Yeah.
What do you think it's called?
I have no idea.
Wait, which one is that?
It's the one about responsibility.
And like, yeah, that song's pretty good.
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me of like at the beginning of Frozen when they sing that song.
Yeah.
About like the contrasting sisters. Well, because Annalise is singing about getting married and stuff and having to do stuff for her kingdom, right? And then Erica's singing about working at the shop and like she wants to leave. And well, they both want to leave, but then they're like, we have to stick it through and like stay to complete our families.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
And in this song, I'll be free. That's what I wrote.
Ah. Oh, it's about, like, how they'll be, like, in their dreams. Like,
yeah,
they have to, like, do stuff.
But at the end of this song, there's an amazing crossfade. Oh, I wrote crossfade, but that's not the right word, is
it? Yeah, but, like...
When they're both on the screen, it's fading, and then they're, like, butterflies glittering.
Yeah.
That was pretty great. That's what I remember from the movie, is, like... Because I always feel like the split screens are really cheesy.
I know. It's so good.
Okay, and then after this, I didn't write anything after this because I feel like it went right into Preminger's song.
Yeah, no, it went straight from, like, the butterflies and then the two henchmen, Nick and Knack, like...
Are in the mine, right?
Yeah, and it's, like, he puts, like, a rock, like, a circular rock in the, like, in the cart, and, like, Nick is, like, mad at him because he's, like, does this look, like... valuable and like expensive, and he's like no, and it's like well then why'd you put it in the cart, and then he throws it and then it breaks open and it's a geode.
Yeah,
wow. But they don't see that.
Yeah, they don't see it.
But it's like, what's the word when
the audience sees it but we don't, or they don't.
Yeah, and it's like leading up to something. It's like a premonition,
foreshadowing. Yeah. Okay.
Premonitions, foreshadowing.
Okay, well, I mean, yeah, they're the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I wrote Stupid Henchman.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then also the villain in this movie has a dog, which I think, I don't remember what's his dog's name. Do you know?
I do not remember.
Because I tried to look it up, but then I got confused about what the dog's name was. And I said there was awkward dancing.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And then the dogs.
Oh, it's like, called
the villain for the cats.
Yeah. The song's called How Can I Refuse? And it's actually like kind of a good villain song.
Oh, it's actually really good.
I
enjoyed it.
I mean, it's good that you enjoyed it because it was kind of a long song, too. Mm-hmm. But I was looking up, like, the actors at work today because I was kind of bored. Mm-hmm. And the actor who voiced Preminger is a Tony winner, so.
Ooh,
and he was doing the songs for this. And he voiced the robot in Treasure Planet, I found out. And he's done a lot of voice acting work, which I thought was interesting.
Huh, that is interesting.
Like all the people in this movie, actually, I was looking through all like the cast members and like I've heard them and other stuff, but like, I didn't know. So they're like pretty good, I guess, because didn't notice outside these castle walls. Oh, I was like, what does that mean? So Annalise, she wants to go into the village, right? And her tutor,
Julian,
thanks.
Julian, it was more. Then a fantasy to the end. There's a new Carly Rae Jepsen song called Julian.
Oh, I haven't listened to her new songs yet.
It's very good. This is now a Carly Rae Jepsen fan cast.
Well, I keep changing it.
Yes.
So I don't remember exactly why, but they decide to leave the
He wants her to have, like, a moment of freedom.
Yeah.
Because he loves her.
And so they go outside the castle walls, and then they see Erica singing in the streets.
Yeah. And she's, well, Annalise hears her, and is like, oh, let's go listen to whatever her cat's name is, Serafina, which is a weird name. Like, not to be rude, but...
I like it. I feel like it's, like, Annalise's cat's name Serafina because she's all, like, classy or whatever. Yeah. And then Erica names her cat Wolfie because she's,
he,
like...
Because he barks.
Like no, a... but I feel like that's, like, a more casual name, yeah. Right? Oof.
So, she goes up and she listens to Erica and then she's like, oh, my God, we could be sisters. More like twins. Our hair's just different.
Yeah. Well, they, like... They unveil their hoods at the same time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh my gosh, we could be sisters. And then they just kind of start singing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, actually, she, like, says that... Wait, I'm... Oh, I know. She's like, oh, that's... Her name's Annalise. And she's like, that's the name of the princess. And then she's all like, well...
Well, I sure hope it is.
And then, like, she tells her that she made the dress she's wearing, which yeah. I feel like... Wait, did she say that after the song?
I think so. No, she said it before the song because then part of I'm Just Like You is them singing about their days.
Yeah. Well, like, I feel like that's a weird thing to say yeah. to someone, like...
Weird flex, but okay.
Like, but I feel like, isn't that, like, the first thing you'd say kind of when you meet someone? Mm-hmm. Why would you, like, hold it in?
I made that.
Actually, I've listened to it on YouTube a couple times, so I know it always starts with, like, what did she say? Oh, my gosh. Now I'm forgetting it.
I don't
remember. I sung it a couple times.
This is the song.
Oh, today is my first and last taste of freedom before yeah. getting married tomorrow to a total stranger. And then she says, at least you're not an indentured servant. And then she says, indentured servant? And then she goes, well, if I'd like to have my... Wait, is that not where she starts? I don't know. They start about singing about eggs and then yeah. they go into their lives. And then she's all like, oh, I get breakfast in bed, but I don't like it because I'd rather be studying, which, like, I mean...
Okay, weird flex.
She won't... I mean, she should be happy with both because she gets yeah. to do tutoring and she gets breakfast in bed. Like, she's obviously more lucky than Erica.
Yeah.
I'm
just like you.
Yeah, I think actually she says the thing about the dress after they sing the song, and that's why I think it's weird.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Because I'm like, I feel like she should have brought that up right away.
Yeah.
Anyway... Serafina and Wolfie, they fight off the dog in the street, right?
Yeah.
Preminger's dog. And, they win the fight. And Serafina and Wolfie, like, meet, I guess.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, hi.
And they're like, yeah, they're kind of, like, flirting, I guess. Yeah. But they're cats.
They're cat flirting.
yeah. And then I wrote that the cat has a mini bed that looks exactly like, Annalise's bed.
Oh yeah.
Which is pretty nice.
Yeah.
And then like the Nick and Knack want to kidnap the princess for Preminger. Mm-hmm. So they set up this trap, but then they like kidnap her cat. But then they were like, oh, we were supposed to kidnap the princess, not the cat, which like
yeah.
I don't know how they would have mistaken that. So then they use Serafina as the lure to get Annalise yeah. to get trapped. So they like shake the box that Serafina's stuck in. She's like, oh, it's sad because she's yeah. meowing and screaming. And then Annalise is a good owner, so she comes to see what's wrong with her cat.
And then she gets put in a sack and like tossed in yeah. the back of a wagon. And
that's what I like about this movie. I think it's great. It has it all. Cats,
yeah,
songs,
kidnapping. Actual relationships with the men that you're supposed to end up with at the end.
Oh, yeah. I actually did like the romance, too.
I know. I gave the romance a pretty good score.
Okay, I'm interested to hear. Okay, yeah. I said they kidnap the princess, and then they... someone meets a talking horse. The Serafina meets a talking horse named... I think his name was Irvine. What was it?
Oh, God.
I wrote it out, but I don't know how to say that. Irvine?
Henri?
No, it started with an E noise, I think. Like, ear.
Hervé?
Hervé.
Hervé.
Yeah.
Got it.
And he was a Preminger's horse, right?
Yes.
But, like, he was, like, kind of... because she wanted to have, she got thrown out of, like, the cabin that Nick and Knack were storing Annalise in mm-hmm. after she was kidnapped, and Serafina was like, oh, I'm gonna break in there and save the princess, which, mm-hmm. like, I feel like she should do that from the outside, but she decided to go inside to help her.
Oh, cats.
And, oh, right before she goes in, she says, a girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do.
Yep.
But she has a weird accent, kind of. Like,
yeah, she has, like, a prissy, like, almost, like...
It's not really British, though.
It's almost, like a little French.
Yeah.
But not really.
It just, yeah, it makes her sound fancy, I guess, because she's supposed to be, like, a fancy cat.
Fancy. Fancy pants cat. And the other cat, Wolfie, has, like a New York accent, kind of.
Yeah, he's like a street cat, whatever.
Riff raff, street cat, I don't buy that.
Have you seen the new Aladdin movie?
I haven't.
I haven't either. Okay, so at this time, Preminger writes a note to Annalise's mom saying that she's run away because she doesn't want to marry the king.
Yeah. King Dominic.
Which Preminger, like, made up the note to give to the mom so then she'd think that she ran away even though he kidnapped her.
Yeah.
Oh, because obviously, we didn't say this, but his song was about how he wants to become the king of the...
Yeah, so he wants to, like, marry Annalise and...
Or is her mom. But she kind of wants to marry her, right?
Yeah, her is the original plan.
That's kind of weird, but...
No. You're, like, twice her age, dude. Gross. Ew.
And then this is one of my favorite parts of the movie. Mm-hmm. What's the tutor? Julian. He gets the stationery, and he's like, oh, this is rose-scented stationery, but Annalise always uses a lilac-scented stationery.
She always uses rose, and it was lilac. Wait. He's like, lilac?
No, it says... I wrote rose-scented stationery, not lilac. Oh, does that mean... She normally uses lilac. Yeah.
No, she normally uses rose.
No, I think
it's... Yes. No, she always uses rose because, like, he gives her a rose when they're in the market. Remember?
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay, well, it's one of them. But I thought the fact that he knew that was pretty nice.
Yeah, pretty romantic.
Pretty romantic.
I'd say that Julian and Annalise...
pretty romantic. I thought it was just funny though because I felt like this movie was more like aware of kind of how cheesy the dialogue was because like that line I thought was so cheesy but like it fit like the fact that he knew that she was kidnapped because of the scent of the stationery was like so ridiculous but it was like so good.
Very Elle Woods of her. Scented stationery.
Also,
why wouldn't Preminger just, like, use one of her pieces of stationery? Like, then it would totally be rose-scented.
Yeah, but that's why I thought originally he was going to be like, that's not the right handwriting or something. Because it's like, but it's the scent of the stationery that's we're really... Well, I mean, he must have good, like, handwriting. What do you call that?
Mimicry? I don't know.
Isn't there a word? Oh, like, forgery.
Yes.
Which I thought was interesting because in other Princess and the Pauper movies I've seen, like, normally they want to switch because they, like, want to see if the grass is greener on the other side or whatever.
Yeah.
But in this movie, I don't remember that actually, but, like, Erica becomes Annalise because she's kidnapped. So,
yeah.
Like, she didn't do it because she wanted to see what, like, being a princess was like or whatever. They just, like...
It was to, like, stall for time while Julian finds her. And so, like, King doesn't like leave and then they won't have any money.
Yeah, but, like, I thought that was kind of interesting because like in this movie they make it really seem like when she's the pauper, like when Erica and Annalise are in the pauper role, like their life totally sucks and there's nothing good about it and they're like only the princess life is good kind of.
Yeah,
I kind of felt like that anyway. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what it felt like.
And she brings the cat when Wolfie when she goes to the palace, which like it's kind of a giveaway, but
yeah, this is the wrong cat.
Yeah, and then like Preminger, right, is like because he's suspicious, obviously, because she was kidnapped. So he's like, "Why is Annalise here? Like, how?
And why is she not telling people she was kidnapped? Yeah.
She didn't tell people she was kidnapped. She was just like chilling.
Yeah,
and
sorry, I ran away.
Yeah. So he's like suspicious, but he hasn't, since they don't have cell phones or whatever, he can't check in with Nick and Nack to see if she's still there.
Yeah.
So like he just assumes, I guess, that she escaped.
Yeah.
And I wrote ghost cat. Oh, at this time,
I like how you're like, what? And then you're like, oh, I remember.
I know. I know. Because Annalise, after Serafina went in through the roof, through the chimney,
which is, she was all gross and dusty. She's like, I'm not even going to look at myself.
Yeah, which, I don't know. She goes in to save Annalise. And then Annalise's plan is to make her cat wear a sheet. So then it looks like a ghost.
Yeah, she's like, help.
So then Nick and Nat come in when she's screaming for help. And then they scare whatever.
They're terrified.
They're terrified and because so she, of the ghost cat.
And so then Serafina drops the sheet on them. Yeah, and then they run escape. Out. And yeah, and then they get on Henri on this carriage and
yeah,
run away.
So around, oh, then Julian does the teaching song. Oh, he like, did, do you remember?
Yes.
The part where he brings it. Out, I thought it was funny when he brings out the hat box too, and he's mm-hmm. like, what does he say? Something blonde in a box.
Yes.
Like, what?
I think it's because like a box blonde is like supposed to be like bleach hair dye in a box is like,
I don't know. I just, also, why does he have a wig?
You know what? Just let this man live, okay? He's having a very stressful day.
Yeah, so then he sings her the teaching song about to be a princess is to be a princess. Yeah, I don't know any of the words. But I thought that song was also a bop.
Do a play and never fall.
Yeah. Curtsy some Santalt. I don't know what the words are. I looked on Spotify and the songs aren't there, so.
Tragic.
But some of the newer Barbie movies have the song, so.
Ooh, I'm excited for more musicals. Not gonna lie.
Oh, also this, well, when I was reading the Wikipedia mm-hmm. page about it and stuff, this was like the first musical, and I think there's not another musical for at least a couple more, which is tragic, because yeah. I think what they had with this movie was really good. Like,
I feel like they just embraced the camp, and like, especially with the musical elements, yeah. And like, you know, like, it felt cheesy, but it felt like, fulfilling cheesy, like, yeah. My heart is full because of it, you know?
Yeah, it was like, purposeful. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Oh, and then I wrote eavesdropping Julian. So he eavesdrops on Preminger, right, to hear about his plan about trying to become king, right? And then he gets captured.
Yeah, because he saw that Preminger left a piece of pine.
That's another thing I thought was, he's really observant.
Yeah, this dude's like Sherlock Holmes. Why is Julian being a tutor when he should obviously start his own private investigation agency? Anyway, so he finds a pine needle that comes off of Preminger's shoe, and he's like,
why is Preminger over here?
Yeah, what kind of, this pine only grows like 20 miles. what is Preminger? Yeah, so then he follows, so then he like goes there after Preminger left, and Preminger discovers that she's escaped, not like separately from her escaping, like from Erica.
Yeah, he thinks that Erica is Annalise, I guess, because they escaped at the same time, kind of.
Mm-hmm. And then like Julian's listening in, and he's like listening at the window, and then he accidentally like tears one of the boards off this boarded up window, and you're just like, Julian, if you are such a smart guy,
why would you do that?
Like, boy, like, fucking quit it.
Yeah, so then I think Preminger like puts the sack over Julian, right?
Yep.
And then we find out like separately when King Dominic is talking to his, I don't know what we'd call it.
His personal assistant.
Yeah. Then we find out that he was actually there disguised as a page while, like, Annalise was talking to the queen,
to her mom.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So he was, like, just dressing up as
a page.
Because
he wanted to see her before they got married, but he was, like, going undercover.
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, I should meet her before the wedding. And he goes upstairs, and then...
And she's taking a bath.
Erica's in the bath.
After getting breakfast in bed and being like, there's enough here to feed an army. Do you want some? To the maid, like.
And the maid was like, what? Girl. What's wrong with her?
And she, like, she also was, like, sleeping in her wig, which would make it a tangled mess. Anyways.
Yeah, so she sings, she takes a nice bath. Oh, she says that
song.
She says that she wants like all the bath bombs and stuff, which I related to.
Yes, always. and then Wolfie's trying to meow because he feels like he has to change. And she's like, no, you never have to change for me. And it's like,
I'm surprised this is your favorite song.
Oh my God, I love it so much.
It's like, so cheesy though.
I love you the way you are, and that will never change. And Dominic like is like outside the door and hearing her like sing the song.
He's like, oh my gosh, she's such a beautiful singer. She's so kind.
She's such an amazing soul.
Singing to cats. Oh, but the singing to cats I relate to 100%.
Me too. Momo's right here, and I love him the way he is, and that'll never change.
Oh, that paw.
Momo.
It's just so...
Momo.
Puffy. Gosh, I can't. Oh, and then,
Oh my God. And it's like, this song is so good, because it's just like...
Yeah, Bath, over here singing. If you love me for me, who... then they have like a fun time, right? Yeah. And then sing a duet.
He
has
like the harpsichord. He plays the harpsichord, and like he's like, I hear you're an amazing singer. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, and then they sing a song, and then like doesn't that go into the montage that of them in the garden? In the garden. And I'm like, okay, their relationship's pretty cute.
It's good.
Yeah. I mean, I like Julian and Annalise a little bit more, I think. Because King Dominic's a little like, I mean, he's kind of plain.
He's a little sus, but
why? But I do like that he has a weird thing about disguises.
Yeah, it's like a fetish for disguises. These two are meant for each other, you know. They're both in disguise when they first meet, and
oh yeah, maybe that's why I didn't think about it. Because like he wasn't offended really that you know, there's always that like, oh my gosh, you're lying to me. Yeah. You're not who you said you were.
He was lying to her too.
He was like, oh, I'm fine with it. You're a disguise. I'm a disguise.
Like, we're going to have some real fun role play, girl.
I said they find a cat with the note, but...
Okay, so in between that,
Or did I zone out when Annalise went to the...
Yeah, so Annalise... Gosh, these two storylines are so hard to, like... talk through at like the same time, because then I get focused on Erica, but then I forget about Annalise.
Yeah.
Sorry, Annalise. So she goes to like the castle gates and she's like, I'm the princess. And the guard's like, the princess is in bed, dummy. Like, go away.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna need more than a blonde wig to fool me. And she's like, literally, what? So she goes to the town.
Oh yeah, and then she happens to like
bump into Madame Carp.
Madame Carp comes out of like the bar, right? Like Annalise. Oh, that coincidence.
Yeah. Oh God.
And then obviously she's like, what are you doing out here? Like, go back to work or whatever. So she drags her back to the dress, whatever.
Yeah, the place. Dress shop, and she's like, I am the princess. You cannot treat people like this.
Yeah, and then since she's talking back, she's like, you have to finish all these dresses
by morning.
Yeah. Which like sounds impossible.
Yeah. And then the other woman who's there is like, Erica, that is you, right? And then it's like, Gnosis. And so she's like helping out, trying to like sew these dresses.
Mm-hmm.
And Seraphina's there, so she gives one of the tags from the dresses.
She writes like a note on it, right?
Yeah. And then like, I think it's just the tag. Because it's like the Madame Carp's dress.
Oh, did she not write anything on it?
No. And then she just puts it with her ring.
Oh, yeah, to, like, symbolize that she's there.
Her. Yeah. And then, so Seraphina makes it all the way to the palace, and then Preminger finds her, and she's like...
He's like, oh my gosh, she's at the dress place.
Yeah, and so he picks up Seraphina and then goes and is like, come on, lady, we gotta go.
Oh, yeah, because he's like, oh, I'm gonna save you. But then he takes her to the cabin. Wait, no, the mine. No,
the mine, where he is.
Oh, where Julian is also there.
And so Julian's tied up, and she's like, you'll never get away with this, Preminger. And he's like, I think I will. And I'm gonna go marry your mom now and become king. And as his reprise of how could I refuse. Yeah.
But I thought it was funny because, like, his plan, I feel like he should have just, like, killed them. I feel like keeping them in the mine alive was a risky move. I don't
know. But then, like, it's a kid's movie, okay? There can only be the threat of death. No one can actually die.
Yeah, so there was a How Could I Refuse a reprise, which he was the only one who got one, so.
Yeah, and it's also,
it's very, dramatic, because the mom, like, she doesn't want to marry him, obviously, because he's gross.
Yeah.
But, like, she's like, I gotta do it for the... Because he said, he told her that he's, like, super rich, and he'll, like, give money to the kingdom if he marries her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're not even using this old crown, like...
And I'm like, okay.
Oh, Gross.
The poor queen.
Poor queen.
She doesn't deserve this.
No, she was like, and by this point, he has outed Erica as not the princess, and he's like, she and Julian, like.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He was like, she and Julian, captured the princess and, like, killed her. I found this ring.
Oh, yeah.
And Julian's off, but, like, here she, this is, like.
Oh, yeah. He was like, I can prove that she's dead because he said she died in the mine. Well, I thought it was weird because he said she died in the mine, right? Yeah. But then, like, she's alive in the mine. I was like, I mean.
Why didn't you just kill her in the mine?
Finish the job.
Yeah.
But then, like, the ring, I guess she wouldn't have taken off, I guess, because it's special to her. So since he has it, then.
Yeah.
The mom's convinced that she's dead, and Erica doesn't have the same crown birthmark that Annalise
has. And she has brown hair.
Oh, yeah, but the birthmark is what really
seals the deal.
Because, like, they thought that, whatever, didn't they think that Erica, or whatever, when she went to the gate, didn't he say he dyed her hair or something? So I was like, or did he say it was a wig? Because I was like, in this world, do they have hair dye? I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like he said something about hair dye, not a wig.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Anyway, so she gets thrown in the dungeon, and Dominic is like, oh, I'm sad. I really liked her. She was super genuine and real with me.
Yeah. Wait, but we go to Annalise and Julian in the mine.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I don't want to marry King Dominic because I'm in love with someone else.
And he's like, who... Me? I'm just I couldn't give you anything. And she's like, but you come in love. And
then she's like, you're like a rock. And then she like rips the rock open.
Like, okay.
And she's like unassuming on the outside. And then she's
beautiful
on the inside. Because it has like those
geode thing. Crystal stuff.
And then she gets the idea, right? She's like, oh, maybe we can make money from this.
Yeah.
But then the mine starts flooding. I don't know why.
Because they're, like, trying to move the rocks, and it turns out there's, like, a well or something also. Oh,
and then water comes up?
Yeah, and...
Oh, I thought Preminger did that. They did it to themselves.
They did it to themselves, trying to get out. You did this own mess. So Henri comes to where... Oh, wait, no, Erica gets a reprise also.
What?
She sings the learning song, but while she's crying.
Oh, I forgot about that.
She's like, stiff upper lip.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I like that song, too.
Me, too. That's a really good song.
I might have to listen to these songs again.
Can we just watch the movie again for fun? Can we just watch it together? Because, like, we watch all of these separately. I want to watch one with you, because I feel like it would be fun. And I feel like Princess and the Pauper is the perfect one to do that
with. It's the best one.
It's for sure. So good. Guys, we're not joking.
Yeah, so then they, like, when the mine's flooding, they get into one of those well things.
First, Henri has to go... And, like, tell Wolfie that Seraphine is in trouble. And then Wolfie gets on the back of the horse. And then they go. And then he's, like sniffing around. And then he can smell, like, an old shaft that's been covered up. And he, like, digs a hole. And then, like, jumps down and is like, hey. Meow. and, well, actually, he barks because he's Wolfie. But then they get into a barrel and, like... let it flood a ton more and let the water, like, raise them up. As this is happening, the wedding is beginning.
That's the one where I found out their name is Nick and Nack. That's what I wrote wedding, and then I was like, wait, was it the end wedding? And I was like, no, it's the Preminger and the Queen's wedding.
Preminger and the Queen.
I feel like he was wearing something weird at the wedding, right?
Yeah, I think it was just a white suit. And, like, he was, like, looking in the mirror, like, to tell her. And he was like, oh, look at you. Looking beautiful and gorgeous. And then he was like, oh, and you're there too, sweetheart. And it was like, okay. And so he, like, so that's starting. And then this whole time, Erica has been, like, kind of, like, singing a song, like, just, like, la, la, like, a little lullaby thing, while she takes one of her hairpins and turns it into a hook and somehow ties a bunch of straw together to make a strong, like, pole so she can, like, fish the keys off of this guard who's falling asleep because she's singing a lullaby. And then she, like, gets the keys and she unlocks the door and she like gets out, but then the guard catches her. Mm-hmm. But then another guard comes up and he's like,
orders to take her to the queen, right?
Yeah. The orders from the queen. It's like, well, okay, man. And then like he starts to walk her and then she like fights him, mm-hmm. and like elbows him and starts to get away. And he's like, ow, I guess I deserve that. And like, it's like Dominic,
yeah,
dressed up as a guard again. Yeah.
And then she says, you love disguises, don't you?
And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking like weird like that. I'm a freak. I'm like a real freak.
Yeah. Like, I feel like it's nice that he like he really trusts her after like,
I know
they must have really connected during their montage.
During their montage. Yeah. They're yeah.
And I wrote some mirror at the wedding. I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. Mirror at the wedding.
Oh, was that when he was looking in the mirror?
Probably.
And then, Henri, what do you say his name was? Saves the day.
Yes.
And because
he brings
Preminger. No, that was later. Never mind.
So he brings the whole squad back, and then she's like, "Mom, wait, I'm alive. Yeah. Check it out. Here's my birthmark. Preminger tried to kill me to get your money, mm-hmm. Or to get the crown because mm-hmm. he has money." And
I'm like, why does he want to become king? The kingdom is suffering.
Yeah. Why? Like, it's like no power right now.
Yeah.
Like, you have all the money from the kingdom. Just go live in France or something. I don't know. I hear the south of France is really nice this time of year. Then he like gets on Henri and like tries to run away, and he's calling him mean names, and so as like Julie and Dominic have gotten on their horses and are chasing him, Henri just like excuse me and turns around, and then like,
yeah, because like he's like, at first he was like, okay, I gotta follow my master or whatever, mm-hmm. but then he's like, oh, like I'm turning around, like stop hitting me or whatever, like I hate you. So then he stands up to Preminger, and yeah. then he like, yeah, and then they get him.
Yeah.
And yeah, like everything's happy again.
Yes.
They go back, or
Barbie voiceover once again.
No, wait, is that, I think that's later. Oh, wait.
It starts there.
It starts early, I guess. But then we find out that Annalise paid Erica's debt, which
is
kind of interesting because isn't their kingdom supposed to be running out of money? I don't get it.
I think it's because like they probably took back all the gold that Preminger stole.
Oh yeah,
I'm guessing.
Oh, also we find out that the jewels that Annalise found in with Julian are actually valuable, so they start a mining industry again.
Yeah.
I was gonna say farm those. That's not the word.
To mine those, because that was like such a good plan at first too, right?
Oh,
that
and then Erica's like, oh, now that I'm free, I want to travel the world and be a singer.
And Dominic's like, will you marry me? And she's like, I'm leaving.
Yeah, and then like, she rides away.
And he's like, will you at least keep it? And like, so he puts it on her finger and she's like, no promises. And he's like, gotta try.
Yeah.
And I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Like, girl, going and live my dream.
Yeah, I thought she like married him right away, but that's not true.
Yeah.
So then she travels for months, and then she decides that she really missed
home and
what's it, Dominic.
Dominic.
So she comes back because she's like, okay, we'll get married.
Yeah.
And then they have a kind of cheesy double wedding.
Oh God, I hated it. I was like, why does it have to be a double wedding? Like, what?
Yeah, it's not like really there. I mean, I guess. No, their love stories are really related, though, because, like, Annalise and Julian knew each other for a long time. It's not like they just both met at the same time.
No.
Also, this is an interesting story, too, because the pauper, like, normally it's, like, the pauper's friend or whatever is the princess's love interest, right? But, like, they're both from the castle.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Julian's, like, poor, but, like, not really, because he's, like, a tutor, so I don't know.
He used to be poor. He chose his place from
but it's not, like, he's really, like...
Yeah, he's not destitute anymore.
But he's not like he's even like a normal citizen because he still lives in the palace.
Yeah.
Which is like, whatever.
No.
So they kind of like, they both have white dresses, but like the trim on their dresses is blue and pink and to match their colors. Because Annalise is pink and then Erica's blue. Yeah.
And like, she has blue flowers and I'm like, no. Dude, what? That's not real. That's the one thing that I have a problem with in this whole movie. The only thing that I feel like is unrealistic. Blue flowers. Yeah, and it's very cute, and it's a good the end. And then they have, and then they did
bloopers. Oh, and then, no, but before that, okay. What I thought was weird, there were two Kellys at the wedding that looked just like them, but yeah. Smaller.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It was probably just to sell two Kellys that had the same dress.
Oh, yeah. And then I said, oh, there's a bunch of kittens. The voiceover announces
and
that.
And like, then Wolfie and Serafina had lots and lots and lots and lots of kittens. It was like, damn, those cats been fucking, like, oh my God. Like, there was at least, like, 20 kittens in that
one. Yeah, are cat litters even that big? Not really, right?
No, like, think they're, like, four or, like, five at a time, I think. I don't really know, but I think it's approximately that.
I guess it's been a couple months, but, I mean, they had a lot of kittens
A lot of kittens really fast. And Wolfie was probably traveling with, like,
Yeah, they had a long-distance relationship, yeah. I guess. Are we debunking? They couldn't have had that many kittens in this time frame.
Some of these kittens aren't Wolfies. Oh my God. Well, I'm happy that Wolfie is being a good adoptive stepfather, you know?
Yeah, he's taking care of the kittens.
Yeah.
And yeah, then they do have an amazing blooper.
Oh my God.
Which, I remember this very well.
Me too. I was like
almost more than some parts of the movie.
No, I specifically remember Julian breakdancing. Yeah,
and I was like, when's he gonna breakdance?
I know, because I was like, I remember him. Like, I was like, did I make this
up? Yeah, that's what I thought too. I was like, I knew he did like a weird dance. I thought it was after or part of that song about being a princess.
I know.
And I was like waiting for it. And I was like, where is he gonna do that dance? Yeah, so he does it in the blooper.
Thank God.
It's weird because the bloopers imply that they're all actors.
I know. And, like, there's the one where her cell phone rings and she's, like, so romantic. And I'm like...
Yeah, she turns off her cell phone during that,
what scene montage where they're watching the sunset at the end of the montage with Dominic. And she's like... And he's like, it's a beautiful night.
Oh, and then they have one blooper where during the bath scene, Wolfie falls into the bath.
Yeah. Oh, and then the ones with, like, the stunt double with Serafina, where she's like, I'm going to call my agent. Like, cats don't have agents.
I think cats do have agents.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure. Cats can't talk to their agents on a cell phone.
Cats can't talk to their agents. That's true. Yeah, which, that was weird, because I always feel like when they're titled, like, Barbie as Rapunzel, it, like, implies that Barbie's, like, an actress playing Rapunzel, kind of, right?
Yeah.
But, like, in this movie, is it called Barbie? Is Barbie in The Princess and the Pauper, right? Or Barbie as a princess?
I have no idea.
I could look it up.
Please do. Actually, wait. I have my phone. You can just leave her.
Okay.
Let's both look it up. Who's faster?
No, I'm not going to do it. Is it Barbie and Princess and the Pauper? That's what I'm going with.
Barbie as the Princess and the Pauper.
Oh, yeah. So she's playing the... So this is actually one of those... double camera things where she's acting as both of them.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Confirmed Barbie is both the princess and the pauper. And just magical movie.
Okay. So
do you want to hear the one note that I made?
Sure.
I made one note while I was watching this and I was like, oh, I'm going to go back and like do it. It's from the very beginning. Where during that song, that like first duet that they have, where Annalise is in the palace talking about her responsibilities, and Erica's in
the dress shop.
Yeah, thank you. Anyways, and she's like talking about like a wedding dress that she's making, and she says like that she has to crochet it. And I know that she just said crochet because they needed something that rhymed. But I do not want to see a crocheted wedding dress.
I didn't know
like,
that.
Please don't show. Like, that's the first and only thing I wrote with just four question marks after it. Crocheting a wedding dress? Excuse me?
That's so funny.
And then I just gave up on taking notes after that because I was too enthralled with the movie.
I get it. No, but, like, there was some, like, some of the lyrics in that To Be a Princess song were, like, kind of weird, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, so they're just rhyming stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make sense.
Yeah. It's fine. Being a princess doesn't have to make sense either.
Okay, so should we start with plot? What did you say it was?
I gave it a 7 out of 10.
I did, too.
I thought it was a pretty good plot.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I didn't really have any major problems with it.
No. I mean, like, just regular plot holes, but it's like a kid's movie, and I feel like I felt like the plot was on par with a Disney animated movie. Animated.
Animated.
A Disney automated movie. That's basically how Disney movies are made now. It's just like ka-chunk.
The formula.
Yes.
Just, yeah.
I mean, God, I just want to watch Tangled so bad.
Why?
I don't know. It's just because we talked about Tangled like last week when we were doing Rapunzel. And
I want to watch Treasure Planet now after I was looking at it.
Yeah.
I actually don't know if I've seen like the entire thing.
I can't remember all of it. I remember some of it.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so you said seven. Mm-hmm. Are you taking notes? Writing
down? Okay. And you took seven. You said seven also, yeah. Right?
I said the characters were 8.
I said 7 for characters.
Because I actually feel like, at first I was like, they're kind of basic. But then I was like, they actually are, like, both the prince and, or the king, I guess, yeah, and Julian, they had, like, kind of strong personalities. Like,
yeah,
we actually knew stuff about them. Like, we knew Julian was really, like, investigative.
Yeah.
And then we knew Dominic liked disguises.
Yeah. And Dominic played many instruments.
Oh, yeah. He was really, and he was, like, I mean, like, his kingdom.
Yeah.
He must be a really good king. Because yeah, he's chill.
Yeah.
He's
a cool dude.
I wonder, were they going to merge the kingdoms?
I don't know.
Because, like, they is were, he leaving the kingdom?
Well, probably
he
not.
He must be ruling it, right? If he's the king.
Yeah. So it's probably that Erica's going to move to his kingdom, is what I
think. Oh, and then the queen will keep living there, but they'll split the money, kind of.
I guess.
The power.
I don't know.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, the queen's still alive, but that implies that Dominic's parents aren't alive if he's the king, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Dominic. Such a young man with such a heavy...
Yeah, he seemed pretty young.
Yeah. For dialogue, I said 6 out of 10.
I said 7. I'm going pretty high.
No, I'm going a lot higher than I normally do.
Yeah, I want this one, obviously, to be the highest rated.
Also, we're biased. I mean, we are, but...
Well, no, I mean, it's the best one.
It is the best
also one. On IMDb, it was the highest rated one, right?
Yeah. So I saw on Google that 95% of users liked it, so...
I feel like those are really unreliable, though. I don't know.
Yeah, no, Google, yeah.
Like, I looked up a show I was watching, and then it was, like, 15% of users liked it, and I'm like, okay, it's not that bad. Like,
yeah.
Who came up with us? Who reviewed it?
Yeah.
You said dialogue.
Yeah, okay. 6 out of 10. You said 7 out of 10.
Yeah. I said art was 5.
I said 5 for art also.
Because I feel like we said that it was 5 last time, right? Or 4. It was like, yeah, between that.
Something like
that. It wasn't like, if we said 5 was like average, right? I would say it was average.
Yeah.
The only thing that really bothered me was the babies.
Babies. No. No babies.
No babies.
No baby.
The baby, horse looked a little weird too.
Yeah. You know,
it's like we said in the... Not Rapunzel, Swan. Which one is a purple horse one?
Swan Lake,
yeah. The horse looked weird. The horse also looked weird in this movie.
I think it's when they try to humanize the horse. Because, like, when they just make the horses, like, animals that don't talk, it's fine. But once they try to give, like, the horses faces that have, like, personality to them, I feel like that's where it goes awry. Because, like, there's something about the horse face that just isn't meant to be, like, expressive.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
But the in problem. The upcoming movies, I remember, you've never seen Barbie Island Princess, but Barbie's like Tarzan or whatever, and like all the animals around her are like superhuman. Like, it's like, all I remember is I think there's like an elephant and it has like mascara and like, it's like very
this might
like,
get a little uncanny valley for Sarah.
It has like a very like weird human face.
Yeah. And then for romance, I said 7 out of 10.
I said 8.
Yep.
I don't know. I feel like I was maybe, though, starting to, like, curve my ratings because I was thinking, is there any Barbie movie that's ever going to get, like, a 10 out of 10 for romance?
Probably not.
So, like...
Yeah. But, yeah, like, but I don't know. I thought it was a really good romance, and I thought it was all really pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like, they were all actual characters, and they all had their own wants and desires, and they made sense together.
Yeah. I also seem like... really liked that Erica, like, went to sing, because I thought she was going to get married right after, but she actually got to, like, live her dream as being, like, a... traveling musician, I guess.
I know. So in concert halls.
Yeah, so that was like cute because she was like, she actually got to try to like travel the world after she was stuck in one place for so long.
I know. That made me really happy also.
Yeah, and like Julian and Annalise, like they were friends, I guess, for a long time.
Yeah.
I was wondering though, how old do you think Julian is? Are they the same age? Or is he like older than
I her? Figured he was probably like 5 years older or something. Mm-hmm. You know?
How old do you think she is? Like 20?
Yeah, I figured like 18 or 20. Mm-hmm. I figured they were both like adultish. They didn't seem like...
teenagers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if Dominic's older then. I feel like they never mention their ages in any of these movies. Mm-mm. So like you're always like... Because like in Disney princess movies, I guess they don't say it either. But I always hear like, oh, Snow White's like 15 or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And all this stuff, and you're like, what? Because I feel like in all the Disney movies, they want them to be like teenagers, even if it like doesn't make sense. I don't know. I always get the impression though that Barbie's probably around like 18 or 19 or something.
Yeah.
I guess I'm older than Barbie now.
Oh no.
She is such a...
You're not older than Barbie in Barbie Life in the Dreamhouse TV show, though.
How old is she?
It's never actually said, but there's like one episode where it's her birthday and all her friends are like trying to figure out, they were like, oh, they're trying to figure out how old is Barbie? And then it was like, well, she did run for president and you have to be at least 35 for that. like going through all these different things that Barbie's done.
That's so great.
Like, I know. And like, they never actually come out with a number because it's like keeping the mystery alive. But I was like, oh God, Barbie Life in the Dreamhouse is actually really good. I'm not lying when I say that. It's very enjoyable. And I think that we're going to have to do a special episode of it after this.
How many episodes are there?
I don't actually know. They just have like a weird little compilation on Netflix. Mm. But that's what I've seen. And it's interesting.
Something like we could do per season maybe. I wonder how long it is though. Are they like short episodes?
Yeah. They're like, it's like, it'll have like 3 episodes per.
Like, so they're like shorts?
Yeah. Interesting. Pretty much. And it's like, so it'll be like Best of Ken. Best of Siblings.
Oh.
Best of...
That's weird.
Yeah.
What are they, like, on normally?
I have no idea.
They're not on TV, right?
I just stumbled across it while I was babysitting this one kid. And she was like, can we watch Barbie Life in the Dreamhouse? And I was like, yeah, sure. I don't mind. And then, like... And she, like, we watched an episode of it. And she was like, okay, I'm done. Like, I don't really like it. And, like, I was hooked. I was like, okay, yeah, no, it was, like, pretty lame, you know, Barbie. And then I went home and watched it all on my computer because I was like, crazy. Actually, this is pretty good.
I get pretty sucked into kid shows.
Okay, so final score
is
6.7 stars out of 10.
Ooh.
Ooh, because yours totaled up to 35 and mine's totaled up to 32, so.
Okay, you said
6.7.
6.7. Oh, yeah. That's higher than I thought. Okay. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Pretty good. It's probably the highest rating we're going to give anything.
Yeah. I want to like write out all the ratings.
Yeah. I'll go through and listen.
Because I was like, I think the last one was around 5 point something. Yeah. And I think, wait, was that Rapunzel?
Last one was Swan Lake. So it was probably lower than that. I'm going to guess it was like around 4 because we both didn't really like it.
Okay. Ooh, the next one.
Fairytopia.
How do you know that?
Yeah, I just remember because I've only seen the first 5 and I know that the only one I haven't seen is Fairytopia.
Okay, we're going to do Fairytopia
next
soon.
Yes.
Which is exciting.
And
sorry, we kind of missed a week, I guess.
Yeah, it's fine. We'll be more
consistent
later. Once I've graduated because right now, senior thesis is killing me and killing our schedule.
Okay.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Mo, mo.